弟兄姐妹，主内平安，各位朋友，圣诞节快乐。
Greeting in the name of the Lord, brother and sister, and hello to all our friends.
今天很高兴跟大家来分享救主降生。
I'm so happy I'm able to share with you the Savior's born.
刚才呢，我们大家读了三处的经文在以赛亚书的九章六节。马太福音的二章一到二节，跟路加福音的二章八到十二节。
So we have read three passages from the scripture. First one is from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, Matthew 1 verse 1 to 2, and Luke chapter 2 verse 8 to 12.
以赛亚书是在主前七百多年前写的。以赛亚的意思呢，就是耶和华的成就。
The book of Isaiah was written more than 700 BC ago, and Isaiah basically means Jehovah is salvation.
那先知以赛亚呢，就预言这位救主来到这个以色列的民中来拯救他们。
The prophet Isaiah has foretold that the Savior would come to the people to save the people of Israel.
那在旧约的时候呢，以色列人只有看到救主的影子。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites only see a shadow of the Lord.
其实呢，这位救主就是预言这个主耶稣基督的来临。
Actually, this Savior is the prophesied Jesus to become.
在救主来临之前，旧约有很多处都预言他的到来。
Before the Savior here, there's many passages in the Old Testament foretold about His coming.
预言最多还是最清楚的就是以赛亚书。
The prophecy is most clearly and most recorded in the book of Isaiah.
而以赛亚书呢，说到救主最清楚的一处呢，就是九章的六节。
And the clearest part that Isaiah talk about the prophet at the Savior is recorded in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
那新约圣经马太福音路加福音都应验了这个先知的预言。
In the New Testament, Matthew and Luke fulfill the prophecy of the prophet.
刚才我们读了有天使就告诉伯利恒野地的牧羊人救主降生了。
We read earlier that the angel appeared to the shepherd that the Lord has been here.
这是一个大好的信息是关乎万民的。
This is great news that will cause great joy for all people.
换句话来说呢，主耶稣的来是为了全人类的。
In other words, the coming of Christ for everyone.
那在旧约的时候，以色列人只有看到救主的影子，但是到了新约的时候呢，我们就看到这个救主活生生的来到我们的中间。
In the Old Testament, we only see the shadow, but in the New Testament, we see the Lord among us.
救主生在哪里呢？
Where is the Lord born?
犹大的伯利恒，也叫做犹大城。
In Bethlehem, town of David.
记号是什么呢？是一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里面。
What is a sign? It's a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger.
那还有在东方能看到他的星。
In the east, we could see his stars.
这些事情都发生在两千多年前。
All this took place 2,000 years ago.
是一个真实的故事，有人证、物证，还有圣经把它记载下来。
It's a true story because there is.Eyewitnesses, physical evidence, and the Bible record all these happenings.
那跟大家分享这信息之前呢，我们低头来祷告。
Because we share the message, let's have a prayer.
主啊，你的降生改变了人类，也改变了相信他的人，使他们分别为圣。
Lord, your birth has changed the world and changed everything. You have made us apart from everything.
愿你的灵今天在我们当中充满我们和带领我们。
May your spirit be among us and lead us.
因你的降生，我们欢喜快乐，奉耶稣基督的名。
Because of your birth, we are rejoicing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
好，我想跟大家分享这个伟大的 救主四个的称号。
I want to share with you the four titles of our wonderful Savior.
第一奇妙的测试。
The first one is Wonderful Counselor.
第二呢是全能的神。
The second one is Mighty God.
第三是永在的父。
The third one is Everlasting Father.
第四呢和平的君。
And the fourth one is Prince of Peace.
好，那我就跟大家分享第一个呢就是奇妙的测试。
The first title is Wonderful Savior, Wonderful Counselor.
测试的意思呢是个顾问，那英文翻译过来呢是个 counselor， 也是一个策划者。
Counselor basically means consultant, planner.
他设计那个他策划什么呢？策划最重要的东西就是救恩。
He planned the most important thing, which is salvation.
那奇妙是形容测试，英文翻译成 wonderful， 就是救主称为 wonderful counselor。
So he has a title, wonderful counselor.
那今天我们大人青少年一起来庆祝耶稣的诞生，我们一起来敬拜他。
Today we have a combined worship celebrating the birth of our Lord.
刚才所唱的快乐欢欣向主敬拜是表示我们的心情。
The same that we just sang, joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
我们的心像花一样向主来打开就是一幅多么美丽的图画。
Our hearts unfold like flower before thee. What a beautiful picture it depicts.
那基督徒为什么可以快乐欢欣呢？
Why can we rejoice?
第一，我觉得是得到了救恩，享受了救恩，所以呢，我们从心灵里面呢就欢喜快乐。
The first reason because we receive salvation, so we can rejoice from our heart.
第二，那我们每天在生活里面他是每一位基督徒的顾问。
Second reason because he is our guide in everyday living.
那如果你要活出 wonderful 的生命，在人生每一天必须要请问这位 wonderful counselor.
If you want to have a wonderful life, you have to seek the Lord every day.
那我们的青少年你们在学校选课的时候呢，你会去找你的 counselor 对吗？
So for you among us, when you decide which subject to take, you would go to your counselor.
我相信呢，这些 counselor 会指出一条属世界的路给你。
I believe they will lead you the way of the world.
但是在你们属灵的生命成长里面呢，一定要请教这位 wonderful 的 counselor.
But in your spiritual life, you need to seek the guidance of the wonderful counselor.
那如果我们按照他的旨意去学，为他而学，那我们的生命必定是 wonderful， 有动力。
If we study or we learn everything, we do everything according to the Lord, our life will be wonderful and motivated.
英国出名的宣教士戴德生，他17岁的时候呢，就献身给神。
The world famous missionary from United Kingdom dedicated himself to the Lord at the age of 17.
在他一生中，常常向这位 wonderful counselor 来祷告，求智慧，将福音传给更多的中国人。
In his whole life, he always seek the Lord so that he can share the gospel to the Chinese people.
到今天为止，戴德生一共有五代下来向华人来传福音。
Until now, there's five generation of the descendant of Hudson Taylor sharing the gospel with the Chinese community.
我们感谢他们，更要感谢的话，就是这位奇妙的测试。
We are grateful to him, and we are grateful to our wonderful counselor.
救主的降生呢，改变了戴德生。主耶稣的计划呢，在他的身上呢，就可以成就了。
The birth of Savior changed Hudson Taylor, and the plan of the Lord can be fulfilled on his life.
今天救主的降生对你我有什么影响呢
？Today, what is the meaning to you and me for the birth of the Jesus Christ?
我想你我可以用实际的行动参与主耶稣在我们身上的计划。
I think we can use practical action to be involved in the plan the Lord has in our life.
好，第二个称号跟大家要分享的是全能的神。
The second title is Mighty God.
那先知以赛亚预言呢，这位婴孩被称为神，而且是形容是全能的。
prophet Isaiah described the baby as God and described him as Almighty.
到新约的时候，天使就报喜信了啊！这位婴孩不仅是为以色列民而生，他的降生是为万民的。
In the New Testament, the angel announced the birth of Christ is not only for Jews but for the whole world.
他将人从黑暗和罪的捆绑里面成就出来。
He redeemed his people from the bondage of sin and darkness.
那耶稣在世上所行的一切神迹，是在神在他身上彰显的能力。
All the miracles that Jesus has performed reveal that he the power of God in Jesus.
例如叫死人复活。
Example, he resurrected someone.
平静风和海。
He calmed the storm.
在地上我们生活靠什么呢？
So what do we depend on in our everyday living?
当我们失去了信心的时候，感觉到无助。我们思念到这位救主与我们同在了。
When we felt helpless and discouraged, we remember that the Lord is always with us.
以马内利就是神与我们同在的意思。
Emmanuel, which means He is with us.
神的同在呢，给我们力量和智慧。那下面一些的见证就证明了这一点。
The presence of the Lord gave us strength and wisdom.
我还记得两个礼拜前home group 有一些的见证分享。
I remember there was sharing among home group about 2 weeks ago.
在美中短宣队的弟兄姐妹的分享中。
I remember the sharing from the Midwest mission team.
那他们见证了神的能力和智慧。
They witnessed the strength and the wisdom of God.
从整个团队到个人都充满了神的同在。
From individual to the entire team.
在不同的时间，在不同的人的心里面在动工。
In different time and different people, the Holy Spirit worked among them.
我记得有一位姐妹她说在巨大的压力的底下，她祷告神，神就给她平安。
I remember the sister saying that she was in tremendous pressure, and when she prayed, God gave her the peace.
圆满的成就了临时计划
，so that she could able to do a last minute service.
所以她非常的感恩。
So she was very grateful to the Lord.
大家还记得吗？我们祷告的弟兄姐妹们
，Do you remember when we were praying about this?
那我们的领导 Miles 弟兄受伤了。
Our team lead Uncle Miles.
神很奇妙的，也很快的把他医治好。
Injured his foot and God miraculously cured him quickly and he was healed.
这些呢，都是我们在舒服的环境里面不能领受到的。
All this is something that we could not understand in a comfortable environment.
所以我鼓励有负担的弟兄姐妹来参加这个短宣，来经历神。
That's why I encourage those who are burdened for mission to attend short-term mission trip to experience God.
我还记得有两位个人的见证。
I remember 2 personal testimony.
他们见证了神在不同的家庭里面与他们同在。
They testified that in their different family, God was among them.
两位的见证是圣灵改变人与人之间的关系。
The testimony is that God changed the relationship among them.
有的是改变亲子关系的。
Some change relationship with their youth.
有的是改变夫妻之间。
Some change in their marriage relationship.
他们从没有什么话讲到有话题。
From nothing to talk about, from having a conversation.
那话题是讲什么？
What do they talk about?
在主里面的成长。
About growing in Christ.
孩子们彼此之间很亲热。
And among the kids, they were loving each other.
那其实都是靠着神的能力和神的智慧。
All this is because of God's strength and wisdom.
我发觉得很奇怪，人都要改变别人，但是神却让每一个人谦卑地来到他的面前来汲取力量。
I know that's very strange. Everybody try to change someone, but God wants us to come before Him humbly to seek strength.
因为他有能力，他是改变人的神。
Because he has the power, he's the only one who can change a person.
救主的降生赐给我们力量。
The birth of Christ gave us strength.
你们愿意明年参加短宣吗？
Are you willing to attend a mission trip next year?
第三个称号跟大家分享的是永在的父。
The title, Everlasting Father.
先知以赛亚预言这位婴孩长大以后 有父亲的形象。
So the prophet prophesies that when this child grew up, he has the image of a father.
但是他不是父，他是天父的独生子。
Father is just a description. He's not a father. He's God's only begotten son.
父是一个形容，就像在美国，华盛顿总统被称为美国的国父。
Think of like President George Washington, who is called the father of his country.
其实 Washington 不是国家的父。
Actually, Washington was not the father, but he was called the father of the country.
我喜欢Bible Question Answer website 的解释。
I like the explanation from Question Answer website.
那我读给你们听。
I'll read it for you.
这位婴孩的诞生将成为一位王，他将成为以色列的父。
This child to be born will become a king who will be a father to the children of Israel.
他将保护和供应他们。
He will protect and provide for them.
他这个保护者和供应者不限制于他在世或者离开世界。
And his role as a protector and provider will not be limited by aging or death.
这个解释是我满意的。
This is the best explanation that I like.
耶稣长大以后成为以色列的王。
When Christ grew up, he's going to be the king of the Jews.
可是他被钉死在十字架中。其中的一个罪名就是以色列的王。
And one of the reasons he was nailed on the cross because he is the king of Jews.
大家知道耶稣是没有罪的。
We know that he is sinless.
耶稣在世的时候就是我们的保护者供应者。
When Jesus is on earth, he's our protector and our provider.
他保护以色列人，供应他们所需要的，像一个慈爱的天父。父亲
He provided and protected the Israelites just like a lovely father.
上面的解释呢，让我联想起耶稣曾经说过一句话：“他是好牧人。”
All this reminded me what the Lord has said. He is the good shepherd.
牧养人的特征是什么呢
？What is the characteristic of a good shepherd？
这保护他的羊，就像主耶稣保护我们一样。
He protected his sheep just like the Lord protected us.
牧羊人供应羊吃的草。
The shepherd provided the grass needed by the sheep.
就像主耶稣的话每天成为我们的灵粮。
Just like the Lord would become our manna.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天来这里敬拜神。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we come together to worship the Lord,
就让我们献上我们的感恩。
Let us offer our thanksgiving.
从敬拜里面呢，带出我们的盼望。
From worship, we bring out our hope.
今天无论你的情况怎么样也许你今年失去亲人。
Today, no matter what your circumstances, maybe you have lost your loved ones.
也许你还在病痛中。
Maybe you are in pain.
也许你的身体在康复中。
Maybe you're recovering from illness.
也许你失去了工作，正在等新的工作。
Maybe you lost your job and waiting for a new one.
也许你在学习建立姻亲之间的关系。
Maybe you're trying to build a good family relationship.
也许你们夫妻在学习重新建立在主里面彼此相爱。
Maybe you're learning to build a good, renew your relationship in your marriage.
也许你和你的青少年的关系正处在一些很挑战的阶段中。
Maybe you're having a challenging time with your youth at home.
请你记得。
Please remember.
请你记得。
Please remember.
将你们的眼目呢放在主耶稣的身上。
Put your focus on the Lord Jesus.
他是我们随时的帮助，从今天到永远。
He is our ever-present help from now to forever.
那主耶稣降生，今天提醒了我们。
The birth of Savior reminds us today.
他是一位永在的主。
He is the Lord who is here forever.
他是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
He is who is, he was who was, who is to come, the Almighty.
我们今天将主放在我们生活的每一个小节上面，经历他在我们身上奇妙的带领、保护和供应。
Today we place the Lord in every detail of our life. We experience His provision, His supply, and His protection.
好，那我从开始到现在跟大家分享了奇妙的测试啊，永能的神，还有永在的父。
So far, I share with you his three titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
接下来我跟大家分享第四个称号：和平的君。
The next one I want to share with you is Prince of Peace.
君啊，是指君王。
Prince basically means king.
那先知预言智慧婴孩啊，就会被称为以色列人的君王。
The prophet predicted that the baby would be called King of Israel.
他要牧养以色列民。
He would shepherd the people of Israel.
那和平啊，就形容啊他的特点。他是一位和平的君王。
Peace is his characteristic. He is a king of peace.
那他带着和平的信息来到这个世上。
He came to the world with a message of peace.
但是很可惜的，当叙利王听到耶稣要降生了，他心里面呢就不平安。
But unfortunately, when King Herod heard that Jesus was born, he was being disturbed.
他就忧愁起来，想到他的王位快没有了。
He was worried that his kingship could not be preserved.
所以他想尽办法要杀耶稣。
So he tried every means to kill Jesus.
耶稣这个君王啊，会带给犹太人和外邦人平安。
Jesus the king will bring peace to the Jews and the Gentiles.
从死守律法这个规条和罪里面呢，解救出来。
From the bondage of keeping the law and sins.
这个君王就是先知所预言的弥赛亚。
The king is the prophet prophecy of the Messiah.
但是呢，犹太人却不认识他，不接纳他，因为他怎么生出来就贫穷和卑微。
But the Jews deny him, rejected him because he was born poor and humble.
青少年们，那要把握这个机会。在你们上大学之前呢，接受主耶稣进入你的心啊，在主里面成长。
Dear youth, I advise you that before you go to college, accept Christ as your personal Savior and grow in Christ.
对你们已经啊信主的啊，将读经祷告呢放在首位。
For those who are already Christian, please give priority to Bible reading and prayer.
不要因为很多的课外的活动。啊，甚至学校的学习呢，取代了啊，你与神建立美好的关系。
So do not substitute your good relationship with the Lord with extra activities as well as school study.
和平的君王已经来到这个世上了，但是最令人难以接受的就是他的门徒出卖了他。
The Prince of Peace has arrived, but the first thing that really shocked us is that his disciple betrayed him.
记得主耶稣闭麦的那一个晚上，主的门徒彼得就用武力来胜敌人。
Remember the night that when the Lord was betrayed, Peter tried to use force to overcome the enemies.
但是呢，耶稣就叫他将刀入鞘。
But the Lord Jesus told him to put the sword back in its place.
那时我们主耶稣还细想到那个兵的耳朵被砍下来。
At that time, the thoughts you think of the soldier whose ears has been cut off.
主怜悯他，立刻就医治了他。
The Lord had mercy of him and healed him immediately.
我们的主就用和平来对待敌人。
Our Lord used peace to treat the enemies.
啊，感谢神啊，和平的君给了我们的榜样，以善胜恶，和平胜武力。
We thank the Lord. The Prince of Peace has set the example for us. Overcome evil with good. Overcome force with peace.
今天世界的动乱就是缺少了和平。世界不和平，人民的心就不安。
The turmoil in today's world is the lack of peace. The world is not peaceful, and the people have no peace.
不知道大家有没有注意到新闻
？Do not know whether you have noticed the news.
啊，近来啊，北韩不断的在试验导弹。
Recently, North Korea has been experiencing with the missile.
搞得美国总统坐立不安。
Making the U.S. president very restless.
12月1号那天呢，夏威夷第一次开始紧急疏散的警报。
December the 1st, Hawaii became their first emergency evacuation alert.
如果导弹从那边飞过来，美国的人民要知道，做好准备。
If North Korea fired the missile, the people has to be prepared.
我们在美国西岸 这一带的城市。
For those of us living in the West Coast,
美国政府已经准备在安装反导弹的系统，你们知道吗
？Do you know that the government wanted to set up an anti-missile system in the West Bank？
其实都让我们看见世界的动乱、战争随时都会爆发。
All this show us that the world is in a terminal condition, and the war can break up anytime.
还有南加州的火的山火还没有灭掉。
The mountain fire in southern California has not completely extinct.
这些都提醒我们，和平的君王快要回来了。
This reminded us the Prince of Peace is coming soon.
那盼望啊，世界的人都要记得 ，Christmas without Christ is a mess.
盼望世界人都知道，没有基督的圣诞节是一团糟。
这句话呢，我只有用英文来讲才能表达它的意思。它的翻译太好了。啊，救主啊，降生赐给我们智慧和能力。
The birth of the Christ gave us wisdom.
那我们呢，可以成为和平的使者。
So that we can be the messengers of peace.
你愿意啊，从我们的家开始吗
？Are you willing to start from our house?
从今天开始，在家里做一个彼此和平相处的好基督徒吗
？Starting from today, start from our home, become the peacemaker in our house.
啊，从开始到现在，我跟大家分享了奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父和和平的君。
So far, I've shared with you wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、青少年
，Dear brothers and sisters and youth，
这个圣诞节带给了我们新的盼望。
This Christmas brings us new hope。
主耶稣是 Wonderful Counselor。
Jesus Christ is the Wonderful Counselor。
许多东西在人不能，在神凡事都能，因为主耶稣是全能的神。
To us, to God, everything is possible because He is the Almighty God。
我们不但今天需要他，他却是我们永远的盼望。
We not only need him, he's our everlasting hope.
在永恒的国度里面，与他爱他的人同在。
In the eternal kingdom, he will always be with those who love him.
因为他爱我们像一个慈爱的父亲。
Because he loves us just like a loving father.
当我们在世上好像找不到平安。
When we can't find peace in this world.
家庭不容易啊，和睦相处。
The family have no harmony.
人与人之间的摩擦。
We have so much conflict among human relationships.
心里好像找不到平安的时候。
There's no peace in our heart.
仰望这位平安的主。
Look upon the Lord.
他必赐我们心灵里面的平安和喜乐。
He will give us joy and peace in our heart.
我相信今天还有福音朋友在我们当中。
I believe there's gospel seeker among us.
啊，今天是个大好的日子。
Today is a great day.
请你打开你的心。
Please open your heart.
接受这位神要赐给你的礼物。
Accept this special gift from God.
刚才我们读过了以赛亚书的九章六节。
We have read from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
For to us a child is born, for to us a son is given.
上帝要赐给你们的就是他的独生爱子耶稣。
God want to give us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
请你们千万不要失去这个机会哦。
Please don't lose the opportunity.
就让我们将救主的降生这件事情呢继续的传扬下去。
Let us spread the birth of the Savior.
一直到主耶稣回来的日子。
Until Christ returning.
因为这个婴孩是神爱世人的行动。
Because this is a sign that the Lord loves us.
让世人呢能够认识这位神是何等的长阔高深。
So that the whole world will know how deep, how wide, how long is the love of God to us.
好，我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢天父慈爱，将你的独生子赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For all who believe him will have eternal life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.